Campaign.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to thank all the delegations who have spoken so far for your recommendations and comments. They will be taken on board. I just wish to respond to a few as we go along. I would like to thank the delegation of Algeria for their recommendations. We are very serious about dealing with our children very differently and dealing with all forms of violence against children. So that is something we are looking at and we are going to take on board. And obviously, with respect to this issue of maternal health, that's something we are taking on board and doing very seriously. I would also like to thank both Venezuela and Cuba for the assistance they have given to us in Antigua in all aspects with our poverty and health issues. The government really appreciates that. I'm sure we'll continue that partnership. The issue of prison overcrowding, I'm not going to shirk from it. It is a big problem. And I note that most delegations have, in fact, zoned in on that. And the government is doing what they can. But the truth of the matter is we have a prison which was built in 1735 for approximately 150 persons, and it is well overcrowded. We do need assistance. Two things the government has done, they've asked the prison superintendent and Mercy Committee to look at long-term prisoners, and based on certain terms and conditions, several persons have received a pardon. The other thing that the government has taken on board is to, under our Convicts License Act, is to release certain prisoners, dependent on how they behaved in prison, the crime they committed, and how much time is left. We've released them on a convict's license. What that means is that even though they are out of prison, they are under the supervision and jurisdiction of our extramural prison officer, which means that they have to report to him and her, there's two, it's male and female, they have to report to them and let them know where they are and what they're doing. And through our environmental department, we have a program whereby if the release prisoners on the license so wish, they undergo a 2-week training with the environmental division, and they're given work with social projects and environmental projects. That's one thing we have dealt with. The other thing the government is looking to do is to find alternative accommodation where prisoners can be placed. So maybe we could separate remand prisoners from persons who are serving their sentence. But I want to say, ideally, what we really would need is another penal institution, maybe for young people, where I say young people up to the age of 25, where they can be given some assistance and rehabilitated or trained in technical skills so that once they are released, that they actually can do something worthwhile in the community. So this issue of increasing women in politics, I'm not sure if persons who don't live in the Caribbean really understand how politics works in the Caribbean. I know in many other Caribbean countries, there's several, I know in Jamaica and Trinidad, you have female politicians, you've had female prime minister in Dominica. But we're having a cultural change. We're working at it. We're trying to encourage women to put themselves up for candidate. Campaigning and, I say, electioneering in the Caribbean can be quite brutal. So it's going to take time, and we are working at it. I had once put myself up to be a candidate. I ran the election, but I wasn't successful. But I don't take that as a deterrent, because I think if more women put themselves forward, eventually some will be successful. And right now we have two female politicians who were elected and representing different constituencies. And in our short history, they're the three women, only three women have ever been elected to politics. But once more women put themselves up, they will be successful. The issue of violence against women is something that the Directorate of Gender Affairs is working at very assiduously. We understand it's very serious. Violence is a problem in all communities in the Caribbean. That's why some of our prisons are overcrowding. We need to not just promote actions, which is violence against women. We need it for everyone. We need to help young people, young men, young women, conflict resolution and anger management. So our gender department, which doesn't just deal with women, they deal with men as well, have certain programs where they've been going into the secondary schools, particularly at the moment, to speak to young people about how to deal with conflict and how to resolve differences. It's the delay in people in our legal system. That is a problem. We have a system where we have assizes, where three times a year you deal with the more serious criminal matters. And I think up to a degree that can kind of exacerbate the issue. But what we have done to help reduce the backlog is have two criminal courts going rather than having one. And we have seen a decrease in the backlog of matters which have been committed to stand trial at the High Court. What I have advised we need to work on are those on remand waiting for their matters to go to the High Court, because we have a system of committal proceedings. And until the paperwork is done and sent up to the High Court, your matter will never get there. So I have spoken to the Attorney General about to see what we can do to speed up the process. Thank you, Mr. Chair.